What the world needs now is Greg, sweet Greg. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Goals.
I'm just scouring over a couple headlines here.
Actually, I'm Burt Bacharach. Did you know that they put Austin Powers on HBO? Go.
Is that good or bad?
It's great.
Because you love that movie?
Loved Austin Powers. Yeah, did you not like Austin Powers?
Thought they were great movies.
Were you too cool for Austin Powers?
No, dude. The Austin Powers movies were right in my wheelhouse. Like the first one came out in 96, 97.
Yeah.
When I was a youthful 18, 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And you weren't just like, I don't like those movies because they're too mainstream.
No. I was all about it then.
Okay. I'm still all about it. I watched it and it was still funny.
Mike Myers went on a streak there where he was untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't be touched.
Shrek, the Austin Powers movies.
Wayne's World. Even though that was the early 90s.
Even Wayne's World 2 was good.
I Married an Axe Murderer was
that
funny.
That was a good movie.
Or So I Married an Axe Murderer, mm-hmm. whatever it was.
That was a good movie.
And then he kind of started to fall off a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the Kanye incident kind of brought him back into the light for
the
a little
zeitgeist.
While.
Zeitgeist.
And then he's kind of disappeared again.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, good for him.
Hey, he's been doing those Shrek movies, and those are worth millions.
Bajillion.
Bajillions. Mike Myers doesn't have to work another day in his life.
No, that's awesome for him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that there's talk of a possible Men in Black and 21 Jump Street mashup movie?
Yes, which I don't think that that's going to really happen.
I just don't know how that would work.
It's just like a pitch that they do. Like, Sony's just sitting there like, we need something to happen for our stupid company. And then they're like, oh, okay, let's throw the 22 Jump Street was a hit. So now they're going to keep making those movies. Mm-hmm. And the quality is going to go down just like it showed at the end of 22 Jump Street.
I didn't see it.
You haven't seen a movie in 20 years.
I think the last movie I went to was Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
But no
I
other
loved
movies.
That movie.
No other movies for this guy.
Before Wreck-It Ralph, I think I saw District 9.
District 9 was really good.
Loved District 9.
District 9, very good movie.
It was great. So yeah, I don't know. I'm interested in the mashup if they do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know how good it would be.
I don't think it would be good. Because it's a wholesome movie where you have Men in Black where the whole family can see it versus 21 Jump Street where they're cursing and going on about things.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
There you go. You
more
can't,
importantly...
You can't mix an R with a PG-13.
No. More importantly...
Yes.
Marvel is in talks to get Spider-Man back from Sony.
Oh. Well, that's good. They need him.
They need him because this Captain America movie that they're working on hinges. The whole comic book hinged on Spiderman.
Right.
William Spiderman.
Yeah.
The whole book, or the whole series.
The whole series.
Spider-Man was in the middle of Tony Stark, who was like, hey, all you heroes have to register. And Captain America's like, that ain't America. We're not doing that shit. And
yeah.
They fought about it. And the heroes were divided down the middle. And Spider-Man was like, I don't know.
He's like, I'm just Peter Parker. I'm just trying to make out with Mary Jane.
I don't know.
Stuff.
And then he ends up joining Tony Stark and taking his mask off and be like, hey, world, I'm Peter Parker. And they're like, oh, that's crazy. But then he regrets his decision and joins up with Cap. But they lose anyway.
Oh, see? What a bummer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Civil War. And Captain America died. He died at the end of it.
Yep, that's how it's all going to shake out here in 2018.
I'm excited. Color me excited, also color me bad. Sony, give up Spider-Man. You don't need him. Well, actually, you do need him because it's the only movie that makes money. But you don't get any of it.
So take that.
So take that, Sones.
There's a the hackers, the Sony hackers... they sent a terrifying new message to those that were hacked. They call themselves the Guardians of Peace, Greggles, or GOP.
The Grand Old Party?
Could it be the Grand Old Party?
Did the Republicans do this?
They sent an ominous new warning to the Sony Pictures Entertainment employees on Thursday, which caused a scary message to flash up on their computer screens.
That said,
they received the message and felt disturbed.
The band disturbed?
Did
they send them a YouTube link to Disturbs Down with the Sickness?
So this GOP, they're sending out demands.
Like? You can't send demands after you've already done what you did. What are they going to do?
This story is the worst story I've ever read in my life.
Okay.
Because it's like, ooh, they send out a threatening new message, but yet they don't say what the message is in this story.
Or what the demands are.
Or what the demands are. So, Time Magazine, Time.com, worst story you've ever written in your entire life. Go away.
So, in conclusion, something happened with these hackers, but nobody knows what.
Yeah, they think that it was the North Koreans, et cetera, et cetera. Why would they not put the story up here?
Maybe they don't have all the info yet. Maybe they just reported it, but they don't have any info yet. See if there's another story on there.
I don't want to.
All right, forget it. Well, it's definitely the North Koreans because they're upset about the interview
with Seth Rogen and James Franco.
They're like, yeah.
I haven't determined whether or not I think it's going to be a good movie or not.
Could be. Could not be. Who knows?
I hate having to base something off of a trailer.
So all we have.
I know. And that's dumb.
Did you see the trailer for the new Mad Max movie?
Here's what I wish they would do.
Hey,
I wish
shut
they
up.
Would let us watch the entire movie.
Oh, good. Yeah, so we could judge it for ourselves before we go out and see it.
Yeah. Here's the whole movie. You can determine whether or not you want to come to the theater and pay to watch it.
I'm going to bring in a jar, and for every bad idea that you throw out, you're going to have to put a dollar in it.
Better be a big jar.
It's going to be a huge jar. The Greg Jake bad idea jar.
Well, I mean, they don't give you much. They don't give you much to base your decision on.
Yeah, they're just trying to entice you to see the movie.
And then you hear Greg Drake on The Big Show talking about how it's getting panned by everybody. So why would you even want to go see it? Or maybe she's hyping it up. But there was a lot of hype behind that stupid movie that I think is stupid.
You are the biggest dumb idiot this side of the Mason-Dixon. Actually, you know what? On both sides of it.
Yeah, all right. Maybe so.
Mason and Dixon. Mason the Line Dixon from Rocky VI.
The name of the show.
Yeah. We're going to change it.
Hey, I'm Mason.
I'm Dixon.
And we're Mason and Dixon on The Line FM.
We're always divided.
We're always divided.
Oh, boy.
Mason-Dixon
puns. Here we go.
It's like it's like Hannity and Combs.
All right, so Mad Max. Yeah, I saw.
Did you see the new Mad Max trailer? Are you going to complain about that one? Because that was awesome.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. I need to go back and watch the original Mad Max to get the vibe that I want for that. Because I watched.
Do I need
it
to get
like,
you a Mad Maxi pad? Because you
felt like
being such a bitch right now.
By the way, that's Cody from Kmart. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Cody from Kmart. Oh, have you gone viral?
He's hashtagging.
I'm hashtagging it.
Hashtag right, Cody
well,
from Kmart.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, hashtag Cody from Kmart.
Hashtag Cody from Kmart. He's got your blue light special. He does.
Believe it.
Yeah, Mad Max. It looked pretty good. It's got Charlize in it. I'm down with that.
Charlize, there was so many explosions. Tom Hardy looks good as the maddest of Maxes.
I don't need that many explosions in a movie.
What?
I need a little more book reading. I need them to stop down on the side of the road. Yeah.
What is this, Book of Eli with Denzel?
Yeah.
He wants explosive haiku.
Yeah. There is no gas.
Right.
No, it looked good.
You needed to stop down and have book reading for real?
No, I just...
I
I haven't seen the original Mad Max or Mad Max.
It's very slow.
I haven't seen it in years.
Like,
I mean, many years, probably since the time it came out. So
since
I watched
Mel Gibson
it,
was Mad Max.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched the trailer for it yesterday, and I thought this looks awesome, but I don't remember any of the storyline.
It was just Mad Max was there, and he got caught up in people trying to steal gasoline, and then he's like, "I'll take care of you people." And then he tried to steal it himself, and then he didn't.
Is that the whole point?
Yeah, there's no gasoline or water left.
Right.
So the gasoline and water that we have is like the most precious resource.
Right. It's so, like Waterworld, where they fought over cigarettes.
More important than cigarettes, but you got to pee in that thing, and then you drank your pee.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was good.
Yeah. It looks pretty awesome, I'm not going to lie.
It looked really awesome. If only Tupac and Dre were there rapping in a dome.
Right.
And then Tom Hardy showed up, and he's like, "Hey, California knows how to party, right, guys?
California love." So while I was watching that trailer, that segued over to another video that popped up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was of some kid watching the Star Wars trailer
mm-hmm.
for the first time. Have you seen that video?
No.
It's kind of hilarious
mm-hmm.
because this guy, he's just sitting there and he, A, starts the video with, "I just woke up 1 minute ago." So this dude rolled out of bed,
mm-hmm.
went straight to his computer, knowing that that was the day that the Star Wars trailer was going to be released, flips on his camera, and then starts to kind of get real shake voice because he loves Star Wars so much.
Mm-hmm.
And he films himself watching the trailer. And as the trailer's playing, he begins to cry because he's so excited about it. And I couldn't watch after that because I was like, what an idiot. Why would you do this to yourself? You know you're going to put this on the internet and you're going to get made fun of. So I just don't understand.
How many hits does it have?
Oh, it's got millions.
So who's the idiot?
But come on.
Who? No. Who's the idiot?
That guy is.
No.
Is he making money off that?
Anything that gets that many hits on YouTube, if you put that little money button down when you put something on YouTube, you're getting paid.
Let's see. Kid. When I spell kid, I spell it with two D's now.
Yeah, that's the only way to spell it.
It's on your favorite website, BuzzFeed.
Oh, thank God. They took one website off the internet. I wish it would be BuzzFeed.
What's up with the little soccer ball robot running around there?
I mean, I'm not a doctor.
I had a joint. Dang. Well, I'm not finding it. Anyway.
Star Wars Kid.
Ooh, I could watch Star Wars Kid videos all day.
Yep.
Whatever, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But it had a lot of views. I just don't understand the mentality of you're going to subject yourself to that kind of ridicule over the internet.
The
internet is the worst place in the world.
It's the world we live in.
It's the meanest, nastiest place on the planet.
It's the world we live in, Greg.
I guess so.
People just want validation for what they've done.
I guess. Well, what else is going on?
I've got this weird hair that grows on my chin occasionally. And I yanked it out. It's way bigger than all the other hairs on my face.
That's an awesome story.
So, like, sometimes...
Get close to your microphone.
If I get too close, it blows it out. So, sometimes whenever it comes back, you know, I'll just be sitting there, like, doing this, and then all of a sudden you just feel it.
Yeah, you're like,
it's
oh, wait, like, there it is.
Super thick.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is this? And then I just was like, I was playing with it, and I went, you know what? I got a good hold on it. Bam, pulled it out, and I'm like just sitting there looking at it. It's so thick, it's weird.
Big, thick hair.
Big, thick, black hair.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's awesome.
Had to yank it out.
I had an ingrown hair once
mm-hmm.
in my face,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know what it was. It was in high school. I was like, what is this? I thought it was a zit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, it's just not going away. So I got a
X-Acto knife?
No, like a... diaper, like a clothespin.
Mm-hmm.
I had a clothespin. And I was like, all right. So I kind of poked it a little bit. A little bit of blood came out. And I was like, all right. Well, I was like, that looks like a hair. So I took the clothespin and I kind of dug it in a little bit
mm-hmm.
so that it would get underneath. And I pulled it out and it was like, oh, it's a hair. So I pulled it and it was like, it was the longest hair ever.
Mm-hmm. This is giant, like, long hair.
Yeah, it was like 3 inches. That, maybe 4 or 5 inches.
That's pretty long.
It was gross.
That's gross.
I was like, oh my God. It was really kind of terrifying. Mm. And now you see those videos online all the time of people like pulling out these ingrown hairs.
If you watch one pimple popping video, you're watching like 100 of them. You can't stop. I don't know what it is.
Ugh.
It's like fascinating.
Ugh.
You're like, what's going to come out?
Oh my God, man.
Those
are the worst things I've ever seen.
I watched like a million of them.
Oh. And then you have the ones where the people are like, oh my God, it smells.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you to where that happens to you, where you have such a disgusting growth that you don't do anything about? And you just let it sit there for like 15 years.
So the sty in my eye, it's gone now,
right,
as you can see. Look at that.
It's been gone for a while.
It hasn't been gone for a while, but it kind of reduced.
Okay.
Its last hurrah. The night after the Christmas party, I was just like, man, it looks like my sty's mostly gone. But then I kind of like, it was a little swollen. So I looked at my eye and I pulled my eyelid down. And you could still see a little bit of it, right? You see that little bump?
Uh-huh.
So that bump was this big balloon in my eyelid. And I walked out and I went, Kate, do you have like a clothespin?
Oh, no.
So she's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, just give me something. So I sterilized it. And then I went into the thing and...
Oh, God. You people can't see my reaction to the thought of the pimple popping or the fact that he jammed a clothespin in his eye.
Well, it was like this big thing that was like gross, and I had to get rid of it.
This whole conversation gives me butt tingle, and it makes me queasy.
Good. This is what you get for your... for your bad, let's watch the movie before the movie comes out.
I think I'm on to something there.
I think you're off of something there.
All right. I don't want to edit this all day. So I'm going to wrap it up. Go have yourself a good weekend, everybody. And we'll be back on Monday, probably.
I will not be here Monday.
Where are you going?
I'm going out of town.
Are you going to Chicago?
Not yet.
Oh, this isn't the Chicago
trip. This is
Chicago
a separate trip.
You going to Austin?
I'm not going to Austin.
You going to Florida?
Not going to Florida.
Going to...
I will report back on Tuesday.
Where are you going?
Tell you later.
What are you going to be doing?
Stuff.
Is it show worthy?
It should be.
Are you going to have fun?
Yeah.
Doing something?
Yeah.
When are you leaving?
Sunday? Yeah, Sunday.
Okay. So you're going to leave on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go somewhere on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come back on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't be here.
Mm-mm.
Are you driving or flying?
Flying.
Hmm. All right.
It's a salty face.
Well, there you go. Greggles is going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it's going to be worth putting on the air.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, have fun.
All right, buddy.
All right. We'll see you on Tuesday.
See you Tuesday.
Peace out.
See you next Tuesday.
Boom out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.